Welcome to Among Other Things. We have Josh, Ronnie, Tito, maybe Byung.
Maybe Byung, yeah.
And today we are discussing it's a piece of art, really.
It's a sexual art.
Of course, it's a allegorical work, really.
It's about giving the devil a lap dance.
Yeah, it's pole dancing into hell and then giving the devil a lap dance.
Mm.
Some strong imagery by Lil Nas X. I know how to say his name.
No, that's correct.
He's like he's really young. He's like too young for me to know about.
I would say he's too young to be sexualizing the devil like that.
Oh, you're never too young for that. Tito, are you there? Have you seen Montero by Lil Nas X?
Yes.
How'd you feel?
He now worships the devil.
Aroused slightly? We're all bros here.
I found it funny.
He finds sexuality funny.
Oh.
The music video was disturbing, but the message was funny.
I like the lyrics.
The lap dance on Satan. I think the topping was when the 666 Nike shoes came out with real blood. I think that's added more fuel to the fire.
Hey, don't get too ahead of yourself, okay? We're talking about the very sexually arousing music video.
It was kind of disturbing.
Because of the sexual themes, or because of the diabolical themes?
I'd say a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
A little too homo for you? Is that... Got some homophobes?
If anything, it's not homo enough.
Oh, it's not homo enough for you?
No.
Got a connoisseur over here. I never understood the usage of homophobic for, I guess, people that don't like the idea of homosexuality.
So, homo aversion. Homo disagreement. Is that better?
So can you disagree so without being homophobic?
Well, I think what Josue is trying to say here is that who really fears homosexuality? It's more like a disagreement or aversion to it.
Yeah, or even people just thinking it's gross.
Yeah, which is, again, not the same thing as a fear.
And not phobia, right? I mean, I think poop is gross. Do I have poop phobia? No.
Maybe.
Do I want to watch poop videos? No.
Maybe.
Unless it's Blippi in his former persona.
He's going to be on his best friend's chest.
The heck?
Stink bag Steve or something?
Blippi, a popular child's show personality. He on his best friend's chest when he was younger.
It was a joke, so I understand.
They were trying to recreate Jackass, okay? It did not go well.
I mean, look at him now.
It was just a blip on his road to stardom. All right, so you may be wondering why the heck would we even cover this? Good question. Like I said before, the only reason worth discussing something like this is if seems to be some type of underlying controversy or backlash or response to the content in the video. And for the most part, the moment it dropped, and it's still ongoing, there seems to be some type of backlash, you know, ranging from your music sucks, okay, facts, to this is satanic, which is a little weird to say the least.
I mean, the lyrics.
The lyrics and the video are two different things.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
They have the if Eve ain't in your garden, you know you can call me. That's kind of like a, it's like a, well, it's like Eve is like representing all women in this case. So like if women ain't your thing, is it supposed to be like Satan speaking? It seems to be.
Well, it seems like we have a lot to unpack. So part of the layers involved in this whole debacle is the very deliberate song title, followed by the imagery, followed by the lyrics. The first thing we have to look at is the song title. First off, it's his real name. Secondly, it's an allusion or reference to this Italian movie that has homosexual themes in it.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's called Call Me By Your Name. It's 2017. Call Me By Your Name, the movie, is about an Italian summer where these two young men are clearly gay for each other, but do not act upon their gayness for each other.
Coming of age romantic drama.
Yes. So they both pass as straight, but they have homosexual feelings for each other.
Between two bros.
Yep. You know, just guy love, you know? And pretty much they won't pursue further action against the other unless there is a mutual understanding that we're both going to be out in the open about this. Hence the name of the film, Call Me By Your Name. Pretty much implying intimacy once there has been an embrace of this debaucherous attitude and behavior. So when you couple that movie with the lyrics, with the music video, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to get the impression that Lil Nas X over here is pretty much serenading a closeted lover of his in the hopes that, hey, you can stop pretending to be straight and we can have fun. And somehow the Satan imagery there is questionable, but it kind of fits in line with most Judeo-Christian understanding of homosexuality. You know, it being a temptation of the devil, it being something of sin, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff there.
Basically acknowledging that, so yeah, I know you guys think it's a sinful thing, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Exactly.
I'm going to fully embrace that. I don't care.
Well, it's not that he's gonna fully embrace it. It's that he already has. He's just hoping that his lover will do the same thing.
Well, it seemed also like he was addressing his younger self with the video and the song. I mean, he literally like put out a tweet or something, Instagram post addressed to his younger self. It's like such a, like, this guy's like so dramatic.
Well, I mean, he is gay.
Even besides, I did an image search for him, and it's like full of like flamboyant cowboy outfits. I'm like, well, it was no mystery. I think we could tell without the explicit coming out.
He's gonna ride till he can't no more.
By the way, Byung, are you there?
Yes.
He's probably at a mechanic shop while listening to us.
Have you seen Lil Nas X, Montero, Call Me By Your Name?
No.
Okay. Oh, make sure you're not watching it where somebody can watch the boner that comes from watching the video.
What the heck? What?
Yeah.
He might get aroused, okay? I don't know.
You should ask Grace if she's seen it.
Oh my goodness.
Remember, we've yet to confirm if he identifies as male.
Oh, well, hold on. Whether you identify as male or female has nothing to do with your sexuality.
No, it has to do with how you react to it.
Nothing at all. That's two completely independent things. No relation at all.
You say that now, but next thing you know, he's like, Padre, I watched the video and it aroused certain feelings within me.
What the heck?
I don't think that was supposed to happen.
Nope.
Right, so Byung didn't watch it?
No, he never watches anything.
No.
Have you heard about it?
I didn't know I was supposed to watch something.
Bro, you're always supposed to watch something.
What?
That's how this works.
Yeah, so staying irrelevant.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest topic last week. It caused so many outcries.
Yeah.
From Christians himself.
So clearly the music video is layered. It has multiple meanings in it. maybe perhaps being a confession to his younger self, encouragement to his younger self, or encouragement to his closeted lover. That aside, the real spicy topic is the shoe line that he dropped.
Yeah, that.
The what?
The shoe line that he dropped.
Shoe line.
The Satan shoe line with the group Mischief. Those are Nikes with the blood in it. That's the real spicy topic. Because he made exactly 666 shoes.
It's, well, think about it. It's
metaphorical.
It's putting Satan under your feet.
You're only putting him under your feet after you rolled that.
What the heck?
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Oh my
if you
goodness.
Look at the video. He gave him such a lap dance, he then killed Satan and took over.
This man strip pulled all the way down the hill.
Yes, he did.
It's like a big fire pole. But it's not the fire station. It's a different kind of fire station. The music video has like a plot line of it's like the beginning is the, I guess, the Garden of Eden. And it has like the seduction by the serpent.
It definitely has some seduction.
And then I think the next part is like the judgment in heaven, I would say.
Okay.
And then there's like a transition, but then like it's like the the pole kind of reaches up from hell. And then he's like, he just grabs it. I don't know if that's like a phallic imagery or not, maybe.
It's all phallic imagery. Everything is a penis. If you think it's not, it is.
And then he gets to hell, and then it's, he lap dances Satan and then replaces him after he breaks his neck.
Mm-hmm. So what we're really getting at here is the embrace of being homosexual.
I thought we were talking about the shoe.
He keeps going back to the music video. He must have saw something that he liked.
Is there anything about the shoes? Or
that's all I said about the shoe. It's a collaboration between himself and a pretty dramatic manufacturer, marketer.
I think the sort of drop of blood is what got me.
Yeah, that was something else.
I was like, why would you do that?
Whose blood was it?
Apparently, it's the marketing team's blood. They each donated like a drop of blood.
That's kind of nice. I mean, I guess they could just like go to like a blood donation and like, you know, just open up a packet of it.
That's true.
You can make a lot of shoes with that.
I think the funny thing is how people were pissed off that
they thought Nike.
Well, they thought Nike really did it, and it was funny because
Nike straight up turned around and sued him.
Well, that and. If they didn't let Steph Curry put a Bible verse, what makes you think that they'll do it now? And also, those shoes are ugly, too.
Yeah, they kind of are.
They're too bulky. Not going to play basketball in them.
They're not that great.
Yeah, they didn't even look that good.
Are you reviewing the shoes?
We're reviewing everything, okay?
Are they not Nike?
It was so ugly. I don't understand how people could be tempted by it. Unless you're looking for an excuse to embrace your Satanism, you know?
Nike sued them? Oh, because it has like the swoosh. That's trademark infringement.
The only thing I love the most about all of this is that his response to the controversy was that he's like, damn, okay. And then he released the John 3:16 shoe.
So with Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, with the phrase from Chick-fil-A. My pleasure.
It says they were made from the Nikes. Aren't you like into shoes, Byung? Like tell us the backstory here.
Nope. I don't do shoes no more.
So would you have sold these
god awful shoes?
Satan shoes.
Like literally.
Heck yeah. If it makes money, I bet it does.
They're priced like 1,000 or more.
Shoot. 666 pairs? That's mad limited.
Oh yeah. We also forgot. So the limited amount for them.
So even though it's got like pentagrams on them,
yeah,
and it's got it's got the upside down crosses. That's cute. It's even got the number print of like X out of 166 on it, or out of 666. Sorry.
Dang, they sold it for $1,000.
I told you.
The heck?
Oh, you missed out.
That's $666,000 in revenue. Not bad.
What's the point of all of this, though? Do we truly believe that he's trying to indoctrinate children into pole jockeying for the devil? Do we believe he is trying to equate homosexuality with Satanism? Or is this just the flavor of the month?
It's the flavor of the month.
It's hot to hate on a gay black man who does controversial stuff.
I think the message is that what your PP tells you to do is more important than what the church did. Am I wrong?
Well, you ain't right. You're not exactly wrong.
That's a good way to put it. Well, it's like it's definitely a embrace of homosexual lifestyle. And it's like, well, not just embracing it. It's also it's like publicly displaying it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying like it's acknowledging that there are existing ideologies that reject it.
Okay.
Namely, like biblical based Christianity, probably.
Christianity rejects a lot of stuff. That's fun.
Yeah, there's like an element of like, well, look how fun it is. Part of why I'm rejecting it. It's basically acknowledging that, yeah, I know you think it's bad for whatever reasons, but I'm still going to do it anyway. I don't think it like does a great job of like, I guess like justifying it. Like there's no like, here's why it's okay that I'm this way or whatever. I don't know.
So it's a love letter to himself about why he's gay. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Like, bro, it's okay.
He's like, I know we promised never to come out publicly. He says in a widely public forum followed by millions of people.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what you got to realize. Lil Nas X is a troll.
Yeah, I mean, the other takeaway is, being very dramatic and trying to put out like kind of trollish things, imagery, will offend or bother people is a great way to get views and money.
I will say so because since he made a song, Old Town Road, and milked it like 20 times.
It's a cowboy song?
He made a deal with the devil. It became relevant.
Yeah, just like the song.
The best YouTube comment was like, I think I missed a couple episodes since Old Town Road. And he says, he does say he has an explicit agenda, which is stay the out of other people's lives and stop dictating who they should be. I mean, I think everybody can get on board with that.
Okay, so I agree. Homoerotic imagery aside, it's not that compelling of a music video. I view it as a love letter to his past self, but also a love letter to his current boo, who may or may not be out of the closet. He is showing bravery in the face of supposed controversy and is trying to encourage his lover to do the same thing. Embrace the dark side. Embrace the debauchery. Okay, so why does this upset people?
Because he's gay. And because it has Satan. So the two things that the church doesn't like.
I think it's like somewhat advocating for the embracing of sin. I mean, it's not like putting up any sort of academic counter argument to the theology of.
True, I don't expect it to.
Maybe it's just like using it to like mock it. I mean, to me, it was like pretty much like a non-story. So I don't really know. I don't really feel the outrage. I wonder if it was manufactured outrage. Like, is
no, I'm pretty sure there's actual legit outrage because. There was a congressperson, representative, who was like, we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. Lil Nas X in his music video is trying to steal our children's souls. So it's like, I don't necessarily think it's manufactured. I think it's a knee-jerk reaction for people to signal virtue that they are Christian. And because Satan is our supposed enemy, we're supposed to indicate that we're not with him, that we're with Jesus. But it's like, if you have to say you're with Jesus, that kind of implies that maybe on your day-to-day life, you're really not.
Yeah, you should definitely be distrustful if any politician is talking about religious anything, really. It's usually just, as you said, virtue.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I see, like, he's like saying that he did it because queer people need space to exist or something. I'm not sure if, I mean, like, if you're living in the Middle East, I could see that being a thing. Maybe if you're living in I don't know, South Carolina or something, it might be a problem.
Honestly, though, I think a lot of it comes down to that what you see online is a representation of what you see in reality. You know, unfortunately, the online space can be an echo chamber. And so if you see something negative online, you seem to assume that that is indicative of what reality is actually like, and vice versa. So perhaps the space he's in online is very anti-gay. Perhaps by releasing this trash music video and even uglier shoe, he's trying to advocate for a safe space for the gays.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, he's going to get hate either way.
Oh, of course. And he rightfully deserves it. His music is okay and not worth the controversy he generates for it.
I don't hate him. I'm not going to hate him because he makes mediocre music.
I'm going to hate him for making mediocre music.
I mean, it could have been bad music. So at least it's not bad.
It's mediocre.
Ouch. Well, another takeaway is that a mediocre product with incredible marketing will make a lot of money. It's kind of fascinating also that like there's a ton of money behind this as well. I believe he is signed up with Sony. It's kind of interesting that so it's not like just him making a statement. Like, you know, there's like a big corporation. It's like, yeah, go ahead and embrace Satan and live a homosexual lifestyle. We're all for that.
I don't necessarily think it says that, but by who they're supporting, maybe that is implicitly being stated.
It doesn't say that. I mean, if you click on the video and like look at the little...
Okay, so he's going full politician on us. Okay, disclaimer here.
If you go to the video, it's like licensed to YouTube by... It's like Columbia, Sony, ATV Publishing, Universal, UMPG, which I think Universal. So huge corporate, you know, this is a huge corporate production. This isn't like Lil Nas opening up his 3D graphics editor and creating a music video.
You don't know, man.
So anywho, which is, I'm just saying, like, it's kind of fascinating that like big corporations would, I mean, they're basically backing, like, if there is an agenda here that you disagree with.
The homosexual agenda?
Well, there's big corporations that are funding it. Like, if there's a message to this art, well, there's it's being patronized by big companies. I mean, I guess they're probably just in it for the money, so they may not really care.
I don't think they care. Money over everything.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if it's Sony, too, like, they're not going to have any sort of sacrosanct attitude when it comes to the Christian theology, since it's, you know, a Japanese company. They're not going to give a crap.
They also didn't give a crap when they released the interview, and North Korea was hella upset. They were releasing a U.S. film parodying North Korea. So what I'm saying is, if somebody didn't give a crap about that happening, you think they give a crap about this video? Wrapping up here, the music video is mediocre. The message is very conflicted, but seems to be self-serving. The shoe is ugly as
the devil.
Yeah, pretty much. So ultimately, it really does feel like manufactured outrage meant to produce a certain response and hype around what he's doing.
And it worked perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
Master marketeer.
Not going to get into it, but I think that's about it, you know? As much attention as we can give that ugly shoe and okay song. Until next time.